How many people do have questions?
Many.
Yeah, that's it.
The whole of the parts of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask Mubishe, what about emergent phenomenon? There's a discussion in the West of a phenomenon that emerges.
Emergent phenomenon?
It's something that comes out of the whole, but it's not the same as the parts.
Co-emergent?
No, it's just emergent phenomenon, it's called.
Is it a scientific term?
It is, it's in psychology, it's also in physical science, and in systems theory. So I've been wondering all along how the Tibetans give an account of that in this particular set of arguments.
Could you give me an example of an emergent phenomenon?
The cohesion of a society is more than the sum of its parts. It has a character that's almost a character of a thing.
The what of the society?
The cohesion of it, the way a society comes together. It's more than the collection of the sum of its parts. It has a character of its own. And some people say that the self is an emergent phenomenon out of the various consciousness, states of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Да, чаша и лицо по давно не везут на карале. Да, у нас целый парни печи я веду. Целый пар тенсон, да, че каши цопаги, чаша и цопаги зумы, че каши йорес не веду.
Перна, ты
Die Mann Luxor Dravotik. Luxor die Mann die Name, Zopper, die Mann die Zopper Lekierei. Die Luxor Dravo, die Zopper die Kierei. Tschöre. Die Dilagan Rang Kierpatschen Jere. Die Kierpatschen war die Tickner und Dar Dravo.
Zopper Jere. Chiran so mak pong ayo, yakap so la mak pong doga.
Arre.
Ma mambam tha mang bo doga.
Mm-hmm.
Then rahwa la chokpa segre. Hingna ta mak pong la soba. Mang bo doba la chokpa segre. Then jikti kunzop to. Jikti nam do ka wang do se na chokpa yore. Jikti nam do ka chokpa te rekwe che na deni rekwe che na chokpa yore ma re. Chokpa chingam. Chokpa mātro pare. Kāhi se na, chokpa te re pare, re ni che na, re ni so se na, te ni chokpa jīn yawa māre.
Chāshē re.
Chāshē re ni se na, chokpa jīn yam, chokpa ta denpa yawa māre. Pēne hīngnā rāo che na chokpa sikare, te Namdo ngola hingna mangbo chokpa che yore, hino yang te hingdong rere ni chokpa mare. Hingdong kanga rere bare, rere ni chokpa mare. Rere le yenpa tene chokpa yo mare, chokpa jen mare bare. Tena namdo ngola chokpa yo ni yang hirap je che na chokpa mado.
Rinpoche defines what an accumulation is, or what a gathering is. For example, we have a big forest. There must be many things must be accumulated. So we would call a forest an accumulation of trees. Or the army is an accumulation of many soldiers. And these are just worldly thoughts. It's just a worldly terminology or worldly convention which calls this an accumulation. But when we analyze an accumulation with our logic or with reasoning, then we will find out there is no accumulation. First, we could analyze all individuals of this accumulation, and we will find out it is not the accumulation, it's just the individuals of the accumulation. And then taken all the individuals, there is nothing which has these individuals. Therefore, there is no accumulation, there are just the individuals, but there is no accumulation. Let's take the forest. The forest is an accumulation just from the point of view of our concepts. Each of the trees is not the accumulation, and there are many trees. Many trees don't make up an accumulation. It's just many trees, but there is no accumulation. There is nothing which has these many trees. So nothing where you can put these trees onto. And this is why there is no accumulation. Let's take the soldiers. We have really many soldiers, something like 10,000 soldiers. They're all together. So we think there is a gathering or an accumulation of these soldiers. But suddenly all these soldiers become afraid and they go into each direction. Where is the accumulation? There was never an accumulation.
But a society acts like an individual in some sense. It defends itself, it has the characteristics of a person almost. And that's what sociologists and psychologists talk about as an emergent phenomenon. That's mm-hmm. like that. So that's what I've never understood how to answer.
Luxor chikba yope mimang kongso pu chik javo zogido kaisa luxor chikba re den dag re kievu chik javo zogido
kadeso
kaisa kanka chikba zogido
kadeso re
den kan luxor chikba yena den kanka javo chikba zogido
a te zoba te ko jikte chok chembo chaya ke samno re te kunzob ji samno re Then the way, Mamambo talk about the same temple, like I am the hook chamber, Kunzop, then it talk by Yere say. Kunzop to talk by Yere, talk by the hook yere. Don't tamper money talk by Yomare. The Nam Hitching or Nam Dog and all that talk by Yere, talk by the hook young yere. Hear up the jay and not talk by my dover. The Nam Dog that hear up so solo jay go say go.
This is somehow true. If there are many people with the same traditions, they act similarly. This is what a society does. But this is just on a relative level. And on a relative level, it's very powerful. But if you analyze what an accumulation really is, then you won't find any accumulation. On the relative level, this accumulation or this assembly just appears to your conceptual mind, and it is powerful. But on an absolute level, if you analyze it with your intelligence, you will find out there is no accumulation or no assembly.
So this is the level of imaginary nature or dependent
Kene di kunta kam shen wa ndu.
Te kuda yema dre khe ma ra san khe.
Yes, Rinpoche won't explain that today.
Ne dami.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Tene nyepa sen da. Tu.
Who was the second one?
Yeah.
I'm asking for some friends who were too shy to ask. If there is no self, what collects karma?
The Jivadi, Moshe Pagi Jivadi, Korang, Jiktayari, Jivashivi, Jiktayari. Then Dagmena, Le Sugi Sakre.
Da mina yang momba simjinga le sakre. Da demba yo mari yin yang momba simjinga. Momba simjin dang. Mong tsam ji da yore, manam rao, ti sagre. Da mi si ji te ngune da yo mare, yang takpar da yo mare. Yina yang mong pa sim jin dan trupa sim jin yore. Mong pa sim jin ji da te, kunzup ji da re. Kunzup ji mong pa sim jin ji le sagre. Yina yang te manam rao re. Tene yang takpar da yo mare. Manam ta machik se pe, Kondro chinna machik se na Tene mongpa sim chinka Dikapsu le chi saka yore, ten rao re
Le ki?
Le
Saki duke?
Malam dikapsu le saka rao Nyi sen tene le de zonro re Le chi nami nyong wa re Le sepa poa malam tabare Le chan malam tabare Le chan deva ya malam tabare ki pare
There is no self, but still there are sentient beings who are blinded or confused, and they believe in the self. So this self just exists on a relative level, and the way how it exists is like in a dream. From the absolute point of view, there is no self, there is no truly existent self. But for sentient beings who are still confused, on the relative level, there seems to be a self. But this self is just like a dream self. If we dream the dream of that we are killing somebody, then as long as we don't recognize that we are dreaming, we accumulate karma. But as soon as we wake up, we see there was no karma accumulated, because it was just a dream. And therefore, the one who accumulates karma, karma itself and the fruition of karma are just like in a dream. As soon as we wake up, we see there is no self truly existent.
Yeah.
That's Rinpoche. This raises a really burning ethical question. There are people who use the concept of emptiness, this is my judgment, or the dreamlike nature, appearance of things, to say, well, everything is dreamlike, and therefore ethics are dreamlike. And I know of cases where people excuse what is really abhorrent behavior. In which other people are really harmed. And people, I know of an instance where a person said, well, this is, everything is dreamlike. And my sense of that is that within the dream, it is governed by its own laws. And those laws are ethical. Now, is this an overlay on my part? How is this to be understood? What is it correct?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, is the universe an ethical place? That's one question.
Tene mi tongpa ni gitengdu dupcha zogidu, komso segidu, kanka tongpa ni re, kanka milam jogo re, tene mi nöpa zegidu, te leka dupcha segidu, mi shendala nöpa zegidu.
Tongpa ni se ne?
Re, ka isene komso se san kanka, Tongpa ni yena yang damepa yena tene yang tsulchem milam nang shingre. Te kanka milam nang shingre, milam nang la te zepozo, yapozo gogi nindu.
Te tongpa ni te toksori yapo ma chong pare. Tongpa ni toksori yapo chong no, tene mato pa simchin le nying chi chigre. chutamje tongpa nyina tene thopare donga yang thopare donga te tongpa nyin ma to bawang gan thop donga yin be sena tene thop sem jin le nyin ji ji gre nyin ji ji gre tongpa nyin tok so ya bu chong na tene sem jin le na ba zo na tongpa nyin tongpa nyin re samba re ma to ngene tongpa nyin ma to ba re
There are many people don't understand what emptiness actually means. For example, if you really realize what emptiness is, then you know that all phenomena are just deluded or confused phenomena, that suffering is just deluded and confused suffering, and you will definitely understand that the suffering of all sentient beings comes from their delusion. And if you realize this emptiness really, then you will have an incredible amount of compassion to all sentient beings. Then you will want to liberate all sentient beings from their delusion. So if there are people who harm others under the influence of or saying, oh, it is anyway just emptiness, or there is anyway no self, then this is a sign that they completely didn't understand what emptiness is.
If I may, my other question is related to altas, and that is, what is the correct understanding of sangha? There's, I mean, it's wonderful to sit with people and to see people and participate, and yet it seems sometimes that Sangha, that term, is also the vehicle for a lot of all of our neurotic behavior, you know, and power trips and all that. And the Sangha is one of the three jewels. And what is to be honored in Sangha? If Sangha is just the army in quotes. And it can't be honored with Buddhist soldiers.
Da genden karere, de yang tsokpa chikre, de dampeche dupa pogi tsokpare. Yine a da ngatso diru yang genden chikre, tene ngatso gi nyam yang getene, de ngatso gi chepa davu chikpare. Yang tsam tsam chepa yapo yempa dupcha yempa gi tsokpa davu re. Tene genden gi yönten karere. Da samsam genden di magmi gi tsokpa javu re. Tene nene genden gi yönten karere.
Genden la pape genden isi ji chek da sosu chebu genden yi re. Pape genden yi na da menpa ta tongpa nye je tongwen som to tokpa. Rang na donga menpa yi na nyingi wangge. Donga le trove tap tam pa po ten da wo chi cha gre pa po gen da.
There are two types of sangha. One is the sangha of the noble beings of the Aryas who reached the Bodhisattva Bhumis, and the other one is the sangha of ordinary beings. So those who reached the Bhumis, the sangha of Aryas, they have realized selflessness and emptiness directly. They have no suffering. They apply means for the benefit of others. This is what the Sangha of Aryas is.
Tene ten dem phap gen den de pe nan jam be yang da chin ne se de so tene phap gen den re kon so tong ba ni ji tong ngun sum do to ning ji chen bo ye be se na ma ne sim chin le phin to ne ba yo re tene chin ne se jam be yang re yang phap gen den re ne ba chen bo ye
re la yang
Rere, jene se chikpa lam phapa kende re, jene se chikpa sim jen je tong se to gare, rang tong pa nye je tong to, ning je chenpa yabha se na, sim jen la pen to gare, jamba yang chikpa rere ka yang pen to gare, sim jen la pen pa drop to gare. Hako song hai?
Rere la yang?
Jamba yang jene se rere, rang la rokpa gogo ma re, rang chikpa sim jen se to gare. So se chepa kende yina mangpo gogo no, chokpa drapo gogo no. Then in Jambi Yang, the Jin is in Rawi in a talk about Gogumado, Rang, Rerik is in Jin Don't See Togre. 강인세나 랑동바 니제 돈도 그래 닌게 전부 여보세나 내가 전부 여보 되네 쫄바 양쫄도 그래
Some representatives of the noble Sangha or of the Sangha of Aryas are Manjushri or Avalokiteshvara. They have realized selflessness and emptiness directly. They have
then Egyptian drama.
Okay, Tara also. They have realized selflessness and emptiness directly, and they have compassion with which they benefit sentient beings. Their compassion is so strong that they really have the ability to benefit sentient beings. Their compassion is so strong that one can call each of those individually a sangha, because they don't need many people to benefit sentient beings, but Manjushri himself is a sangha, Avalokiteshvara is a sangha, and also Tara is a sangha by him or herself. Therefore, just having realized all that and having this great compassion, they have an incredible ability or an incredible power which even makes them able to liberate other sentient beings from their confusion.
Tene tekpa chenpe lo la sanjo sempe kente sosu che wo yena nyingje yoba nying semjin le nyingje chenpo yoba sanjo cho do semje ba tere mangbo zomna tene sosu che wo re ine yang tene sosu che wo kente re mangbo chokpa la ten de chokpa ten ni yang semjin le pin to do re te kap so kun so de kap so re chokpa la ne ba ye re chokpa go re
Then in the Mahayana, one also speaks of the Sangha of ordinary people. These are bodhisattvas also, because they are in the Mahayana. They have compassion to all sentient beings, but they are just still ordinary beings. And the Sangha makes it because there are many of those beings. So all these many beings together have also ability, but the ability or the power comes because there are many, many of the ordinary people. Therefore, they can help and benefit beings also.
Tene sosu chewa so, sanche sempa so, tene ranga tongpa nyeche toham, denpa ngon somta to yo mare, ranga donga yo re, nyingje yang, nyingje yo na yang, nyingje hachang chenpo yo mare, tene re re la nyoba chenpo yo mare, tene chokpa la nyoba yo re. Pena jakam rabo che ina, Tene mamang ke chokpa le neba yore. Tene mochek silon sen sen da wukwe na mamang gyabchor chokpa yo na neba yore. Mamang gyabchor me na tene president da teso le neba kanya yo ma mochek de shok kanya yo ma re. Ten da wore. Marave.
Pare. So the Sangha of ordinary bodhisattvas, they are just powerful because there are so many. Taking each of these ordinary individuals, they didn't realize emptiness directly. They didn't realize selflessness directly. Also, they have compassion, but they don't have great compassion. So taking them individually, they are not very powerful, but all of them together makes them powerful. That Rinpoche compares that to a country or to a state, where the common folk makes the power. There are so many people, they have the power. If there is a president and he is backed up by all the people, then the president is powerful also. But if he is not backed up by the people, then he will lose his power at once. So it's the amount of people who make the power. It's not the single person president.
Ningi yere, hirab yere, jeba yapo yere, kashi ningi chung chung jeba doja jin yungre, yinian jeba yapo jin soka jeba doja jin sola, rokba zone, kanga yapo yunya, kanga ningi chimbo jin, hirab chimbo jin, jeba yapo jin yunya, chikichila rokba zoko yere soka. Tene rokba zo de kanga tene, papa sat of yuma, papa sanjus and banjambi yang jin is in rawo, Tene jambi yang da jene ze da arya ta ren da wo yong ya ka ta phi so go yir nga zhe. Raba? Sok ten. Re?
So these ordinary beings who make up a sangha, they just have some compassion and they try to behave very well, and they didn't yet realize emptiness, but still they try to behave well and try to increase their compassion and loving kindness. But within this sangha there might be also some persons who don't have compassion and who don't behave well. So therefore there is the sangha, because one can help each other to get the right behavior and to increase one's compassion and loving kindness. And helping each other, then in the end everybody might come so far to reach the bodhisattva bhumis and then change into the noble sangha. And then they will become like Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara and Tara. So what we are doing in our ordinary sangha is we are helping ourselves, or we are helping each other mutually, so we prepare our way to reach or to become a noble sangha in the end. And then later, when we become like Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara or Tara, then we don't have to rely on the Sangha anymore. We don't have to rely on many people coming together anymore. Then we are powerful, and we are powerful by ourselves.
If there is no self, what teachers talk about mental continuum, mm-hmm. and what's the difference between the two, and
the mental continuum
and self,
mm-hmm.
and like in the story of Milarepa, when Milarepa leaves Marpa, and they both cry and they're leaving each other. And then Marpa and his wife say, "We're going to meet you in other realms."
Mm-hmm.
How does that differentiate from self being empty?
Mm-hmm.
And is that just for our enjoyment in the story?
Tene dag mena.
Re.
Tene sem gi gyuda wo che kyare. Sem di kiavarere la yore. Tene dag mena. Tene chik chuna yang sem gi gyu yomare. Yang sem gi gyu dang dagi kiavagarere. Yang murang peche gyap gido da.
Peche kiegino.
Re. Mela repa di mapa dang dame ma le drove kap. Kong so mikshu mang putangi do. Tene pepse na tene mikshu mang putangi do. Tene dame magi ngatso maungpala dakpashin kam drove menlam drove chikya pare. Tene ti drove dag drove chikya re. Tene dakpashin kam yankya jalana tene dag drove chikya gi do. Ti dag yo petakina am chikchina drung di ngatso gi deposo wa tapma tok minu.
Te don't te nambe lo la tanda de tab remba nga che re kanza ga dami dangbo te ni go sam pare mne se na kanza ga da yo mare ina de khi ning bo yo re de khi ning bo yo bal te ne sang je to re de khi ning bo yo bal te ne de khan kam do che to re tak ba na wa cha to re te nga so de khi ning bo de tab remba nga ba ka se che re da yo mare ina yang de khi ning bo yo.
There are actually five different steps on meditation on emptiness. Rinpoche just started to teach the first one. The first one is the selflessness. There it is taught that there is no individual self. But in the last step, they come, there they talk about that there is a Buddha nature,
or individuals do have Buddha nature. And based on this Buddha nature, one is able to become a Buddha. And also based on this Buddha nature, one is able to be reborn in pure realms and to meet again in pure realms in future. This teaching about selflessness is based on our clinging to a self. The first step is teaching selflessness, and this is because we are clinging to a self so much. Therefore, first of all, we have to cut our ego clinging. Therefore, the first step is that it is taught there is no self. But the next step would be there is even also no not a self. In the end, we have to become, to go beyond there being a self and there not being a self. It is a state which is free from all mental fabrications, where there is neither a self nor an absence of a self. So the first step here is just to deny a self. But tomorrow Rinpoche will go on and guide us to the step where there is also no absence of a self.
Semsang rangje thanjor thanjor jikab dikhe gare ta paran ba yeba dikab dikhe pare.
And this state where one says there is a complete freedom of all mental fabrications, this is actually the fourth step of the five steps on meditation on emptiness, which is the prasangika point of view.
Penanga so malam do malam mo shina malam to me tipa kap so mo shina tambo me nga me tse so samne mo ma hi patte antar pa chembo re mo hi pa kap so ya nga yo mare sambe me pan se ban nam to te antar pa re nelo ngo ma da yo ba da me pa len de gre malan ji kap so
nga yo mare go to ga re
malan ji kap so mo ma hi pa kap so da den ban do yo re mo hi pa kap so malam re ta da mene rang lu de da mare sam gre ina ya mare sam ban nam do te yan tro ba re tene ne lo ngo ma te da yo ba de me ba ni ka len de ba re malam ji kap so ten da wo hi ko do ina dang bu kap so da mi si hi ko gre dan zin do ku ta pre.
If we dream the dream that we are burned by a fire, as long as we don't recognize that we are dreaming, we think this is me who is burned, and we cling to this self which is burned there. We have suffering because we think that this is our self who is burned, but this is just a confused thought. As soon as we recognize, then we see, oh, that was not our body, that was not our self, which was burned. So we recognize that there was no self. But also the idea of there being no self is just also a confused idea. Where we have to go to is we have to come to the understanding which is beyond there being a self and beyond the absence of a self. But the first step to do is just we have to cut our ego clinging, therefore we have to say there is no self. So Rinpoche just mentioned that to clarify your question, namely that you can meet in future lives in pure realms is just based on your Buddha nature, but actually this is the last step of the five steps of meditation on emptiness. Therefore, it should actually be explained later. He just mentioned it here to clarify your question.
Actually, just, I have two rather mundane questions. The first one was probably just a mistake in my notes. On the verse 26 of Shantideva, today my life is borne fruit, I am now one of the Buddha's sons. Your commentary on that was that the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas are the sons of Buddha's body and speech, I believe, and Mahayana are the sons of Buddha's mind. Did I get that correct?
No, it's a little different. Da ngarang sedi danda yepa gyoware. Danta ngarang sangyegi sedu kyoware.
Chosong re re.
Digi nang la rinpoche dewa chik nang ware. Tene sangyegi
se song.
Se sum yore.
Are.
Ku sung tuki se korang hako song dene ku dang sungi se di nyentu dang rangyal patsore. Tene tuki se tekpa chenpo pa re di dempare me.
Song said the Ninti Daran Sanjin. Talk to say Sanju Sambasi Yagre. They take by Chimbi Logre.
From the point of view of the Mahayana tradition, there is the son of the Buddha's body. Buddha himself, he was a prince before he became Buddha. He married and he had a son. That's the son of the body of Buddha. And the son of the speech of Buddha is the Shravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhas, and the son of the mind is other bodhisattvas. But this is just from the point of view of the Mahayana.
My question was, where did Vajrayanas fit into this?
The Dorje Tekpa, so did Nang La Kawa Shavare.
Dorje Tekpa, Tekpa Chenpu Nang La Dogare, Tekpa Chenpo Te Jui Tekpa Se, Dorje Tekpa Den Devi Tekpa Rawa, Tekpa Chenpu Nang La Yang Dogare.
Usually the Vajrayana is included within the Mahayana. And one says that the Mahayana is more or less the cause, whereas the Vajrayana is a fruition. So it's both included under the Mahayana.
Separability of all three.
No, it's within the Mahayana.
Within the Mahayana.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's no distinction made between no line that's crossed from Mahayana and Vajrayana.
Then it tekpa chempo ne doje tekpa la satsam jabut mepa.
Satsam yore tekpa chempo doje tekpa mepa kapso nyamli meze pa kapso tekpa chempo gomza te. Dene Sanjuk Chisem Nire Shentang Gopar Seba Kunzup Sanjuk Sembe Gomrim, Ninji Gomrim, Tundanji Gomrim, Te Tundan Sanjuk Sent Tongba Ninji Gomrim, Ni to Sore. Dene Tipa Chimbola, Yedam de Latin to Gom Gogo Yomare, Gomia Yomare. Sanje Tang to the Gomgre Sanje Tang, Oba Melas of Gongre Mato, Yedam Colo Denjo, Dirty Pamolas of Yomare. Yang wang an go mare. Tene dorje te pelo la yedam yere yedam je wang go gre nyemba sa go gre tene nang dorje te pel la ta jing go le te ben nyam ni ma ra ma bo yere. Te san san yang sa bo yere. Ina ya dorje te pa nyam se lemba la te pa chembe tene ta da kon job san chuk sem ta ta da san chuk sem je gomrem te so nga ga kap so go bare. Doje tepa nyam se lemba la kunzop san tepa chembu gomen kunzop san jo jisem da tenda san jo jisem ni te dorje thakpa nyamsu lenpa kapsa yang gogre. Ten nye ten mena dorje thakpa lam yagpa chagamare. Sanje ji gomba thop thogumare. Lata jengkul gomba sanje.
Well, the difference between Mahayana and Vajrayana is, Rinpoche says, there is a border or there is a line which distinguishes Mahayana from Vajrayana. Because first of all, one has to meditate the Mahayana, and the Mahayana practice is the relative to develop the relative bodhicitta and the absolute bodhicitta. The relative bodhicitta was that we don't go or fall into the extreme of just mere peace, therefore we developed compassion. And the absolute bodhicitta was that we don't fall into the extreme of samsara or existence, and there we mainly meditated on emptiness. These are the most important practices of the Mahayana, compassion and emptiness. One does not need any empowerments or abhishekas in Mahayana. One does not have any yidams in Mahayana. Although one sometimes meditates on the Buddha or on Amitabha, but there are no yidams, no empowerments, no mantras. And then in the Vajrayana, you have yidam practice. You need an empowerment for the yidam practice, and you practice the secret mantra. There are many different yidam practices, very many different practices in the Vajrayana. But for all of those practices, you need the Mahayana practice. You need to meditate compassion. You need to meditate emptiness. Therefore, the Mahayana is the base for the Vajrayana. It is included within the Vajrayana. If you don't have the Mahayana practices accompanying your Vajrayana practice, then your Vajrayana practice won't carry any fruit. If one just practices the Mahayana, then one can also reach perfect enlightenment. But it will take a long time. One speaks of three endless kalpas, or even 37 endless kalpas. But in the end, one will reach perfect enlightenment. But there is the Vajrayana, and one says, the Vajrayana is the means which brings you quickly to enlightenment. So you don't have to take all this long time.
Ask a second question, Rinpoche?
Yeah.
More mundane level, as an obstacle to hearing the teachings, do you have any suggestions of techniques for working with dullness, darkness, mental torpor during the teaching? There are wonderful suggestions for working with that obstacle in practice and tranquility meditation, but I find I'm taking great notes until I start writing across the table. Are there techniques that are used in listening?
Da gom gyape kap singwa dang mupa jung na dila mepa tangwe tap yore.
Ore.
Ine kache la nyeng we la nyeng pe tap ni kache la nyeng tuwe kapsu.
No ya.
Yang singwa dang mupa kye gitu.
Oh ya.
Ine dila tap chik yore we mepa tangwe tap. Kaya sana gom gyap mindu.
Re gom gyap kapsu yang singmo jung na. Chuche Pakapsu Samojona, Chuja Drate, La Sim Titi, Luya, Lune Sing, Ming Nong Kalan Tosa La Te, Dralla Sim Titi, the Tena, Tinisanwa, the Mokwachon Dogre.
Yeah, actually, those means would be similar to those you apply when you're meditating. Namkala Tatu Giminuka, you say, Trigogido.
Tene nangka la ma te na zopo ya zopo lune sen gugu ki ra ma zopa zo na pengre. Gugu ki gugu zo na cheta ni ko gre.
Well, Rinpoche gave those three examples. Like you have to really one-pointedly concentrate on the sound. That makes your mind a little clearer. And you should straighten your body. If you're just slouching brings you to sleep. If you straighten your body, this you can also do while writing. The third one Rinpoche said, namely gaze into the sky, might be a little difficult. But this is generally also a means to prevent one from falling asleep.
From this morning, when one is firmly convinced of the absence of self and body and mind, does resting spontaneously happen?
I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
Yes. When one is firmly convinced of the absence of self in body and mind, does resting spontaneously happen?
Tene ludang semla dagmepe ngeshe chigyona. Tene sem rangwangi rangshindu jabu rangwaktu negiduge.
Tene negamado. Ludang sem dama imbe ngeshe chigyona te dami jetavare. Tene nyambari ya te nyambari ya pe gom tap tazo gogre. Tene rembe gom. Tambo tuzo tong gom. Tene gom gogro. Kom song na tene le lawa chakare. Lamsang kom to gumare. Jiktin je leka chinna tene lamsang kom tha gumare. Joen rungbu gogo no kom ya. Pene yegen dawa chetre kona kase kom kom. Lo mangbo lo kom gogre.
Unfortunately not. If one is convinced that body and mind doesn't have any self, then this does not mean that mind rests naturally within itself. This is just the view of selflessness which one has obtained. Then one has to, with this view of selflessness, one has to train how to rest naturally within one's natural state. One has to apply all the different means of how to make one's mind rest. First of all, one rests many times, but for small periods, and one has to get used to it again and again, more and more. And if you are really used to it, then you know, after some time, how to rest your mind naturally. It is not that spontaneously you just will be able to rest your mind. You have to get used to it. Rinpoche says this is like with any worldly work. You first have to learn it, get used to it, and then you are able to do it. Like writing letters, for example, first you have to study the letters, and it takes you years until you write fluently. You have to become used to it.
Along that line, what does it mean to rest?
To mind naturally.
To mind naturally.
Sem rangwaktu shagla di denda karere.
Sem ramab de yapata maji banjo batabre tate, ramab danjo tala ramba mambo yuren, tatok the saja chamber capsule, tabatungre. Saja chamber, mamma de capsule.
Dila shagimbe?
Red handa higamai. In a young ramab danjo sijet the rangang anglan jaquanda wore. Rangang anglan jo sijet the lamsang young kokaleka wore.
Well, to rest one's mind naturally describes an unfabricated state of your mind. And for to get this state, one has to go through very many different phases. The ultimate phase of that is Mahamudra. So when you will get Mahamudra instructions, then you will find out what it means how to rest one's mind naturally. But just to describe it here with one word says, the mind.
Mapton Job at sick, Dorjin Gord sick, Hachamambuya. They ram up to Joksur Madrava, Joksur Kandekogundo, they
The Siddhas of Mahamudra, they spoke about this naturally resting mind in very many Vajra words. They sang many songs which describe this state of mind. But here Rinpoche will not talk about Mahamudra. We have to have developed a complete firm conviction of selflessness and the view. After we have this conviction, then we can go on further to Mahamudra. Rinpoche gives an example of what it means to rest within itself. If you just let your hand rest relaxly within itself, just as it is. If you don't force it, then it does not rest within itself. It's just relaxed, and you have a feeling of that it is itself somehow. That would be an experience of the hand resting within itself. And the same applies to mind. Rinpoche gives the example of some birds. Some birds need really effort to fly in the sky, but there are also some birds which without any effort just abide within themselves in empty space. It looks as if they are just relaxed and don't do anything. They are just themselves and relax in empty space. This is somehow the state when you rest your mind within its own state naturally. For example, also usually you look outwardly with your eyes. But if you don't move the eyes at all, no movement at all, then it is something like as if you looked with your eyes at your eyes. And that is similar to the mind which rests within itself. If your eyes are moving, then the eyes don't abide within themselves. But if you can let them not move, then they abide within their own being, an eye.
Tene dami gomba kapsa yang nam toke yoba mazoba simrangangana nena tene tela ramap sikre.
Also, if one meditates on selflessness, if one is not distracted by any concept or thought whatsoever, if this is also called, you rest within this state of meditating selflessness.
Okay. That's it. You're right. Oh,
yeah. When one understands fully that there is no self in body or mind, what is the experience one has when one looks in the mirror?
Lüdang semla dameba hakona, nyone hakona. Dene melang nangla tane nyam nyam kare.
Melang nangla.
Kare yongido. Nyam nyam kare yongido.
Melang nangla tena. Melang nangla tena. Melang nangge lüda rangge lüni. Chepa meban rabu nyam nyam yongido.
Well, if you look.
Melang nangge lüda nang sam jere. Mane deba yamare. Rangge lüda nang sam re. Mane deba yamare. Melam de lüda rau.
If you look into a mirror, then you will understand at once that there is no difference between the person in the mirror and the person that looks into the mirror. Because what you see in the mirror is just a mere appearance where there is no self, no true existence. And you are just a mere appearance where there is no self, no true existence. So there is no difference between the person in the mirror and yourself. Both of you are just dreamlike. Therefore, you have the opportunity to practice a lot, because especially in America, in the West, you have mirrors everywhere. You go into a shopping mall and there are mirrors all over. You go into the bathroom, you have a very big mirror. And whenever you see a mirror, you just look into the mirror, watch your face and look at the reflection of your body and contemplate that this is just a mere accumulation of causes and conditions, what you see. So whenever you meet a mirror, you can practice Dharma.
Rinpoche, I have a question from the Jewel Ornament of Liberation. Gampopa says something the effect that to attain or realize Prajnaparamita, you have to go through samadhis. Is this...
One has to what?
Realize samadhi or go through samadhis. Mm-hmm. Is this really the case, or can you realize like no self prajnaparamita through just resting in the mind in itself?
In the Tagela, Sherabka parol to chimba tokpe tokpala dene tingenzin.
Shine.
Shine sama sam tingenzin sa sam.
Dene.
Tingenzin nganju tokko gido. Dangpo tingenzin jowo tokko gido. Dene shara parol to chimba tok tok gido. Itagienla se gido. Dene morangi sampa chikchina yang sem rangwabdu dena yang Chera paron tu chimpe tokpe tapre.
Tokpe tapre, chetan dami tokpe lantong chevala hine gogre, tangpo hine gom, hine latinde, tine lantong te tokpa chetor chevare. Mang cheva. Tangpo hine gom gogdo.
Generally, it is explained that for to realize selflessness, one first should meditate shamatha, and being firm in shamatha, then one should meditate vipassana also.
Then yang om loka hila tangbo hirap di cheba so hirap di cheba de landong konsu topare. Then sem ma chuba yana tangbo landong then yine gomada wo yang yore.
There are some Madhyamaka practices also which start out by first analyzing with one's intelligence. One will analyze self, and this corresponds to the vipassana, and afterwards they just abide or let their mind rest within itself, then this corresponds to shamatha. So they would switch it around, they would start out by vipassana and then meditate shamatha. Actually, when Rinpoche uses the word shamapta here, this corresponds to samadhi, because you were asking about samadhi. So therefore, within the Madhyamaka, you also have meditations which start out by vipassana and then shamatha or tingenzin, samadhi.
Accent.
Venerable Gyamtso Rinpoche, in our Buddhist practice,
And through meditation, reading of the scriptures and analysis, there is an honest effort and aspiration to decrease and stop ego clinging. But then, at least in my case, I cling to the Dharma and the Buddha. There is nothing there in any of these moments which is free of clinging. Then there is oscillation back and forth between these clingings. What to do? Is there any alternative or any other way?
Te ngatso nangpa yempa dene tep nangla, pecha nangla, yang gom nangla, tsobo danzin chewe depa yare.
Ore.
Danzin zinpadi, daktu zinpa jobo chik, chewe depa yare. Ena korang dampe che la zinpadu, sangye la zinpadu. Dene di taktu zinpa chik yare.
Ore.
Dene tamtam zinpadi, Samsung Dr. Zimba Yang Samsung Dampe Chudu Zimba, the recorder was over. Then the Dilla Candace is
Re de Zimba Janya Della Remba Mambo Yere Tambon Zimba Dokas Jan Tenin Zimba Rapa Rapa Jan Tenin Trava Jangodo Tenin Zimba Yapo de Jinny Jangore Sanjay the Chulan Zimba de Lamsang Jango Mare Jisu Jangore.
Well, there are actually many different steps of how to cut one's clinging or how to give up one's clinging. First, one starts out with giving up one's clinging to negative things. And first, one starts out by the really coarse or gross, heavy things to which one clings. And then one comes to more subtle things, to give up the clinging to more subtle bad things. And just in the end, you give up the clinging to the positive things also. If you cling to Buddha and to Dharma, this is actually a positive thing, but this is the very last step you will give up. First, you should give up the negative things you are clinging to. If you should not give up the clinging to Buddha or Dharma as the very first step.
Tene Sanje Lan Zembatan, Chulan Zembatan, Rang Deva Tondo Jin Zembati, Tokpan Tarsin Bokaps, Rang Yinje Pangdovare. Telling young John Don Tongue to say Gogo Yamare, Rang Yinje Pangdovare. Tikaps at any Choi Parer to Garzana, Tru Gogomare, Rang Yinje Trot and Sampa Pangdovare, Tendavore.
Chula
Chula Chulin Robocaps of Sambatan, Tru Gogono. Chui paru de lep sana, tene samba korko gumado, trote so korko gumado, tene yan rogre, tene dao tokpan thar simba kapsa tene pang rogre. Tela tokpan ngayamba panchor ta tokpa panchor la ya rinpa mangbo se yore. Ta sanje ji chuli, sanje tan chulan zemba tang, rang reba tomdo jin zemba tang, tokpa konfer jin zemba ta so, tene lamsang pang goyo mara, jiso kale pangre.
If you go through the steps of giving up your clinging, then, and if you are very good, if you perfect your realization, then with this perfection of your realization, then automatically also your clinging to the Buddha, to the Dharma, that you want to get liberation and that your realization will become perfected. All this clinging is automatically given up if you have given up all the negative clinging. Rinpoche gives the example, if you want to cross a river, you need either a bridge or a ship. And if you are on the other side, you don't need the ship and the bridge anymore. And this corresponds to the Buddha and the Dharma and your wish to attain liberation. It automatically will stay behind.
Is that sunyata or knowingness, achieving sunyata, that replaces nothing, emptiness?
You mean when one has even given up the clinging to Buddha and Dharma, is that emptiness?
Right.
Then, Sangyedang Chula Dzimpa Mena Tenedi Tongpa Nirang Rave.
Dzimpa Sangyedang Chula Dzimpa Tamche Dang Drona Tene Tongpa Nye Tokpa Tokpa Tare. Kahisena Tongpa Tam Tongpa Nye Mato Nang Dzimpa Tamche Le Chor Tokpa Mare. Same Jin Dzimpa Chik Dang Mekpa Chik Zogare. Tene Tongpa Nye Chik Tong To Nang Dzimpa Dang Mekpa Tamche Le. Tongpa Nye Chik Tong Man Sum To Tokpa Tar Se Na.
If you are liberated from all your clinging, that is a sign that you have realized emptiness or realized shunyata. Like before, you have some focuses or you have look at things, your mind, you mentally look at things or you grasp at things, but if you are completely free of this clinging, then you have realized emptiness or shunyata.
Tene toni lan zemba tamche la torchor te toni gomrem gomrem yeba tanjor ji kapso tene yeba kigre. Tanjor ji gomrem gomrem yeba re.
Rinpoche will talk about this topic more expandedly in the fourth step of these five steps of emptiness. This is the step of the Prasangika, where one gives up complete each and any clinging.
Yeah.
Rinpoche, I'm having a dream that I'm being chased by a tiger. I'm suffering from the delusion of fear, but is the tiger suffering from the delusion of hunger?
Take a trip to the Take a trip to the Jimatana and degree.
The Garang says, Rang jig taggy, tulpa chigere, then a tagla, a taco tobi, with tulpa shaggy doge.
Tala, Koran Trogoto.
Taco tob with tulpa shaggy doge.
Ta, Koran. Shabarete, Trogoto, Becaleca was in some. Ta, Korana.
Koran Milam to you. The Milan Digi Nangla, Tak Korangla, Sepe, Dukoyore.
Tak Koranke, Tak Koransayare. Tene?
Tene Korang Rang Jikta, Yope, Tulpashik, Shagidu. Tene Rang Yang Mene Tagdila, Tokotobe, Tulpashagidu.
Tate, Malam Gitale.
Milam Gitala.
Malam de Tate, let her go to Tulpa Shagamano. Malam de Tate, Rang the same Japa, Kagatana, he was in the Tayagamano.
Well, the dream tiger.
Tendra was here about the Ranga Sim Jentrunang Yapoha Koto.
The dream tiger would not be hungry because the dream tiger is just the product of your mind, the product of your habitual tendencies. You have made up the dream tiger, you yourself, with your habitual tendencies. But anyway, it's a good example for to understand that all appearances in a dream are just confused appearances.
If I dream that I am receiving teachings from the Buddha, is I'm suffering from the delusion of learning, but is the Buddha suffering from the delusion of teaching? Or is that the same?
You're suffering from the delusion
from the delusion of teaching.
Yes, the Buddha learning and teaching.
Sangye Milam Chikshagi do Yanka. Tene
Korangla.
Re. Tene Diginangla, Sangye ki Korangla, Kachinangido. Tene Korang Rang Lopchong Chewe, Tulpa Chikshagi do. Tene Sangye la Lopchong Nangwe Tulpa Shagi doge.
Te Sangye la Lopchong Chewe Tulpa.
Re. Tulpa.
Korang lai, te hiyargamano. Rang, te rang trupa re. Tene sanje je chu songwa, trupa songwa, ten trupa yabo re. Ine yang rang trupa re. Sanje la ten rao trupa me vare.
The Buddha would not have any confusion of teaching you in your dream, because the dream is just your dream. You made it up. It's your confusion, your own confusion. And it is a good confusion, but still, it is your own confusion, and the Buddha wouldn't have any confusion within this confusion.
Is the way to achieve complete firm conviction of myself is to be aware of each and all experiences that arise and to recognize that there is no self in it. Is that is the way to achieve?
To be aware of that.
Of all experiences that arise, mm-hmm. to be aware of them, and mm-hmm. then to recognize that in each of them mm-hmm. there is no.
First, you are aware that they arise, and then you recognize there's no self.
And then it's the way to become very.
Ten dame pala ngeshe kiewe tap chik yere morangi sampa. Ten dangpo nangwa kiewa la rikpa jawa chik zogo widu. Ten nangwa kiew hakona.
Nangwa kiewa.
Nangwa kare shana yang. Dangpo rikpa zogo widu. Ten tene nangwa kiepa hakona. Tene nangwa la dagmepa jena. Tene di. Digi tengdu dagme pala ngeshe kiegi doge.
Kansa ke dagme bata chu.
Re.
Re ten ra wo ten tingo gre ndige do.
Yes, it's very good. You have to always remember that there is no self in any appearance.
Namo kande ji chai ona ya te kansa ke da do ma do pa chu je da do ma do pa mlam ta wo yin sam na te ya bo do.
If you are able to look at any appearance which comes up and you remember that there is no individual self and no self or phenomena and that they are just like a dream, that's fantastic. Especially in the situation when you're very angry. If there is somebody you're angry about, then if you remember that this object you are angry at has no personal self, no self or phenomena, and that it is just like a dream, then this is a perfect practice. But in the same way, you should act also towards pleasant objects. When you develop attachment to those objects, then you should also remember empty selflessness and that it is just like a dream. Also, when you're suffering, then you should just remember that this suffering has no personal self and no self of phenomena. You should remember it and analyze that again. So in this way, your suffering becomes the focus for your meditation on selflessness.
Donga tenga mudo ta nawa gawa kheva som de deyere naga kheva som deyang kansa ka dhamme ba ta chuch dhamme ba tingo kudo.
Also, sentient beings are said to have four main sufferings: the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and dying. We don't remember, generally, people don't remember the suffering they went through when being born. This is past anyway, but still there is the suffering of aging, sickness, and dying that's left in this life. If we are able to meditate or to remember selflessness while one of those sufferings happen to us, it's very good. Also, all of us have suffering and happiness, kind of alternating, like summer and winter.
Again and again they will come, and again they will go. And happiness and suffering, the suffering of that, and also the happiness, we have to always remember that there is no personal self in it, no self or phenomena in it. We have to remember that both of them are just like a dream. In this way, happiness and suffering become a base or a focus for our meditation on selflessness. Zuksok nangwa kangsha yang.
Namin tawa tembarsa. Chidok chorwa kangsong yang namin tawa tembarsa. Chidok chorwa kangsong yang. Namin tawa tembarsa.
Mm-hmm. Rinpoche composes a verse to answer your question, which says, no matter which appearance comes up, form, and so on, you have to remember the view of selflessness. No matter what feelings or which feeling arises, happiness or suffering, you have to remember the view of selflessness. I repeat once more because we have to sing it. No matter which appearance comes up, form and so on, you have to remember the view of selflessness. No matter which feeling arises, happiness or suffering, you have to remember the view of selflessness. We have to recite it 3 times. And then we will finish. No matter which appearance comes up, form and so on, you have to remember the view of selflessness. No matter which feeling arises, happiness or suffering, you have to remember the view of selflessness. No matter which appearance comes up, form and so on, you have to remember the view of selflessness. No matter which feeling arises, happiness or suffering, you have to remember the view of selflessness. No matter which appearance comes up, form and so on, you have to remember the view of selflessness. No matter which feeling arises, happiness or suffering, you have to remember the view of selflessness.
Gevandi Gevokun Sonam Yeshe Tozone Sonam Yeshe Lejongwa Tamba Kuni Topalshu Lempo Kuye Tashishu Yenla Jokcho Songe Tashish Tada Dime Toki Tashish Gyalwe Kusung Toki Tashish.